Okay. Buongiorno. Okay. So I'll start. So my name is Tatenda. I'm a Lee, would have told you. And I will be talking a little bit about plantation forestry and water resources in South Africa. That topic of my master's and of my PhD, but I'll just give you a broad outline because you would like to just have an idea of the impact that the trees that we introduce as plantations have on ecosystem services. You can the next slide. So I will look at the history, a little bit of the historical outlook. I look at the research that we've done to try and reduce that impact, as well as some results from my master's, what I'm trying to finish off with the PhD at the moment. So if you look at that picture that has wood, next slide, as well as yes, that one. Well done. I can see it, so I'll tell you to move on. That's the key question in South Africa is, do we have wood or do we have water? Is the ecosystem service that we want to manage for? And if you go to the next slide, South Africa does not have a lot of indigenous forest, or forest that we can use for timber resources, that is structural timber as well as for paper and for fiber. We have only about 300,000 hectares in the country that can be used for timber production, natural forest. But these forests are Afro-temperate forests, so they grow very slowly, plus or minus 1 cubic meter per hectare per year. That is the average growth rate. So it is not a sustainable resource in terms of providing for a country. And if you look at the history of why we have plantations, when South Africa was formed, which is in the late 19th century, we had a lot of destruction of these indigenous forests. And actually, the first person that started looking at, we are not going to be able to sustain ourselves from this forest, was a French guy called Vachelot. And he developed the French curves, we call them here, that actually look at a systematic selection of harvesting our natural forest. So we know by fact that our natural forest cannot provide for the country. However, you can go to the next slide. These are just some stats of plantations that we introduced to try and subsidize or to try and provide the fiber and the timber that we do not have because we have other forms of forest like miombo. And we have about 1.2 million hectares. Half of that is pine, and then eucalyptus is about 35%. And we have wattle, which is acacia, menzies, sitting at 8%. And we try and manage these forests from a triple bottom line or sustainably from a social, economic, as well as environmental perspective. And if you look at the products that we get from there, it's mostly pulp with just under 25% going to and structural timber. And about 3% of the population is dependent. So we do not harvest our natural forest for those resources anymore. Natural forests are just managed for other ecological functions, such as water production. But we introduced a tree system. You can go to the next slide. We introduced a tree system that is intensively managed. As you would know, plantations are intensively managed. It's an industrial production system. There is a lot of breeding that goes into trying to develop the best resource for the maximum amount of timber. And we also cannot be quiet about the social development that we get from the industry because it is a rural-based industry. However, South Africa is a dry country. Our mean annual precipitation is about 475 millimeters. You can go to the next slide, Amelie. And where we located our plantations is in areas that are actually the high rainfall areas of the country. So the geographic positioning of the country is the first reason why we don't have big trees. But we as human beings introduce these trees because we want to produce. And if you look at those percentages, we have about 14% of all the catchments in the country have plantations, but those catchments provide 53% of the country's total freshwater resources, and they actually provide 70% of the country's low flows. During the dry season, all the catchments that have plantations are the ones that are responsible for supplying 70% of South Africa's water. So that gives a conflict in terms of who gets the water, the people downstream or the plantations that we have put into these catchments. We also know that plantations are invasive, so they end up in catchments that we're not producing them for timber in those catchments, but they are just taking up water resources. So that's where we get the water conflict. And if you look at these maps, if you go to the next slide, you have a map there to your right or left, the one that is more brown. It's showing you the areas where we've got plantations in the country. And then if you look at the bottom one, which is the blue one, those are the same areas where we get most of our water resources. So there is a conflict in South Africa in terms of plantation forestry as well as the provision of water resources. So if you move on to the next slide, there is a map again of paired catchment experiments that were set up starting in 1935 after concerns were raised to say we realized that once we put these pines, this eucalyptus, we are not getting as much water in the stream anymore. So the paired catchment experiment was to try and compare if you have, if you move to the next slide, you can see an example of that. If you are forest and you do not have forest, what actually happens? So the results from these experiments, I'm not sure which slide you're on now, but you can move to the next one. I'm sure it has got animations. The paid catchment one. You got it? Yeah. Yes. Perfect. I'll just talk from that picture. So this is a typical picture of where we have plantations up in the mountains and downstream, that would actually now stop the water resources that we expect there. So from these experiments, we realize that there is a decrease in stream flow, and that is to be expected because if you move to the next slide, you have a graph showing you your control catchment where you do not have forest versus a catchment that you actually have forest. And the decrease in water is in water from the river is because we afforested these trees in areas where there was previously grassland, as well as a shrub type of vegetation that we call fynbos in South Africa. So if you look at the physiology of these trees, you have bigger trees, you've got evergreen trees, you've got deeper rooting systems, and by default, they are bound to take up more water from the ground as well as from the surface, more than the grassland was taking up. So the results from the paired catchment experiments showed us that. And there is, if you look at the blue line, it is actually the increase in evapotranspiration or the decrease in your stream flow over years of afforestation starting from 1950 all the way, in this case, to 1987. And if you move on to the next slide, you have just all the experiments, which is from year zero to year 35 after afforestation, in the different catchments where this was done, in the increase in annual evaporation. So the superimposition or the proxy is the amount of water that we eventually do not get in the stream is because of the increase in evapotranspiration because of the higher order vegetation. But still the same thing is there is a conflict. Do we now go for water or do we now go for wood? So with these results, what happened was, I'm going to try and speed it up. You can move on two slides ahead to where we have the CSIR caves. So with these results, if you look at the eucalypts one, which is the CSIR CAVS developed already by 1997. The latest is a 2002 one. You have an increase in the reduction of stream flow after forestation for eucalyptus, as well as even if you look at for the pine graft, which is the next one, you also have an increase in the reduction of in the stream flow where you've got catchments. So by the 1980s, the science on trees take up water, plantations are bad for dry, like South Africa, was established. However, there was a need for process studies such as your Eddico variance systems and your safe flow measurements to actually try and quantify at the tree level as well as at the landscape level how much water that is, because that allowed us to eventually put in legislation from a management perspective. And plantations to this day, starting in the 80s, for water resources. And this forestation permit payment system was introduced in 1972. So if you move slide up, I'll see on your computer, Emily, there's a blue one which shows method, results, and legislation as we have transitioned from the 1950s when we first raised concerns about the introduction of plantations on water resources up to today, where in the National Water Act, there is a statement there that says plantations are a stream flow reduction activity and they reduce stream flow, they manage from that. However, so current management practices is that levy as well as wetland delineation, ensuring wetland delineation, make sure that you do not plant into the rivers or the wetland systems, as well as breeding not only for volume production or timber production, but breeding for water use efficiency. And of late, there has been a knowledge question or knowledge gap in terms of, yes, we understand that plantations actually can use much more water, but why don't we also measure the water use of our natural forest so that we compare that water use to the amount of biomass or the amount of timber that we're getting. So that's what I then went on to look at, because we are saying legislation allows us to regulate what happens in our catchments, but eventually is not going to be an environmental solution. We don't understand what happened from an environmental perspective. So if you look at water use efficiency, comparing now our natural forests and our plantations, you find that I've already moved a couple of slides. It's quite a mission to have somebody move them for you. But if you go up, there are results on water use efficiency, which is just a bar graph showing you comparison between plantation species and indigenous species. So just some few slides up. I'm checking your computer from my phone here. A little bit more. Still? No, you should go forward. Forward, I don't see now. Yeah, but you should just get to a water use efficiency slide. Still, yeah, that one, yes. So with the understanding that plantations do reduce stream flow, we've regulated the forestry pays for every hectare that you are forest, it pays for water. But the question is, how much grams of timber are we actually getting per liter of water? Because if we're going to be sustainable from a social, from an economic and environmental perspective, we need to measure. And we actually measured now indigenous forest, which is the very first little bar chart saying 0.49, which is Podocarpus latifolius. It is the only indigenous conifer or the only indigenous gymnosperm. And you find that the water use efficiency there is sitting at 0.49 grams per liter of water compared to plantations, which is 2.62 grams per liter of water. So if you just bring the argument from a biophysical perspective, I will finish up now. So if you just bring it up from a biophysical efficiency in terms of food production, plantations are important. If you look at it from an economic perspective, the country needing the timber, plantations are actually going to be your solution. However, there is still the fact of the reduction in water and the depreciation of all our water-dependent ecosystems, such as your groundwater systems as well as your surface water systems. So if you look at the conclusion, which is one of the slide just after that one, I'll end there. I'll not do the rest of the stuff. We always are thinking about the scale at which we design our plantations, the intensity of management, as well as thinking about what are the explanatory variables that can allow us to manage for as little water use as possible, but still have some form of tree production and not have a big environmental impact in terms of water resources. Some of those solutions include delineating our wetlands with indigenous species, having a mosaic of indigenous species versus plantations, and not only managing for fiber and timber like we used to do in the 50s, 60s, and a while. So I will have to stop now because the conference will end, but I hope I said a little bit about something about South African water.